A nation that truly has no clue. They don't know what they're doing.
Good morning, good afternoon, good night, and welcome to the Paranormal Patriot. Wherever you're listening from, whatever time you are listening, thank you for listening to my little endeavor here, the Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Balassis, and I am your unvaccinated host. Again, I appreciate you listening to the show this week. The show is going to start off. We're going to start off with the UAP report that I promised you early last week. Reason it didn't come out last week is pretty simple. If you listened to last week's show, I put it out early because I was leaving on a camping trip with friends. My goal would be to come back early enough Sunday where I could go over the report and do a show with you. Well, that didn't happen. You see, the forecast for the weekend was supposed to be literally inundating rain all weekend. And we left at about 3:30 on Friday from my neck of the woods in Owosso area. And we not so much as backed out of the driveway and it started raining. And the whole way there it poured until we got about 10 minutes to the campground in Holland, Michigan. By the time we got to the campground, it was partly sunny, nice out, and dry. They'd had rain, but it wasn't like mud everywhere. It was dry. So, and that's pretty much, I mean, Saturday it rained a little bit. Sunday it didn't really rain at all, and we stayed a lot longer than we anticipated. So with that being said, my initial plan while I was up there while it was raining was to read this report and go over this report in its entirety. Well, because the weather turned out to be so nice, I didn't have a chance to do it. We did tons of things. On top of that, we didn't get home until a lot later than I thought I would. So I didn't want to do a show where I hadn't really read the report, just going off top of my head with it. And then I figured, okay, I'll just do it during the week. Well, that didn't happen. At work, we were incredibly busy. It's the week before the 4th. So everybody needed their vehicles done right then and there. And we ended up coming in early, staying late a lot of days just to make sure that we could have Saturday, Sunday, Monday off and leave early on Friday. It worked. It was great. Awesome. I got a nice weekend coming up. But we also have my brother's 4th of July party that he has every year. That will be on Saturday. And on Sunday, we are having our 4th of July / pool party, which earlier in the week looked like it was going to be, okay, I guess we'll have the pool there. Nobody's going to be in it because they were talking lower 70s as the high. Well, as of now, as of the recording, this will tell you how much the weather here can change in Michigan. As of Wednesday, the high for Sunday here on the 4th of July was going to be 73, with a chance of rain. It is now Saturday, July 3rd. The high is 90 with mostly sunny skies, no rain in the forecast. So the pool is going to be full. I'm running out of time. I am actually recording this show early morning Saturday before I go to my brother's 4th of July party. So let's get into it. So as we all know, the UAP, and I hate that name, UAP, it's UFO. I grew up with UFO. Why change it? Everybody knows what a UFO is. When you say UAP, people are like, what? What is a UAP? It's a UFO. So the UAP report is what it's called. I'm going to call it the UFO report. So this long-awaited report was released Friday, June 25th. It's a 9-page document. The title of the document is The Preliminary Assessment, Unidentified Aerial Phenomena. It was issued by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence to provide, and I quote, an intelligence assessment of the threat posed by UAPs and the progress of the Department of Defense UAP Task Force has made an understanding this threat. The report analyzed recorded UFO sightings between 2004 and 2001. So the report found that many of these confirmed sightings to be physical objects due to being picked up by multiple sensors at the same time. In other words, it may have been picked up by a ship's sensors, aircraft sensors, or the FAA tower sensor or control tower sensors. A lot of these sightings, I believe there were 114 of them, cannot be explained because they were picked up on sensors. The report went on to say that in a limited number of incidents, UFOs reportedly appeared to exhibit unusual flight characteristics. The report said these observations could be the result of sensor errors, spoofing, or observer misconceptions and require additional rigorous analysis. It continued to say a handful of UFOs appear to demonstrate advanced technology. In 18 incidents described in 21 reports, observers reported unusual UFO movement patterns or flight characteristics. Some UFOs appeared to remain stationary in winds aloft, move against the wind, maneuver abruptly, or move at considerable speed without discernible means of propulsion. The report went on to say that it indicates that these objects could pose a potential threat to national security. And I quote, UFOs pose a hazard to safety of flight and could pose a broader danger if some instances represent sophisticated collection against U.S. military activities by a foreign government or demonstrate a breakthrough aerospace technology by a potential adversary. So the report says that these UFOs could pose a threat to American interests. But what does this report think that these are and where do they come from? Well, it lists several possibilities. According to the report, some UFO observations could be attributable to developments in classified programs by U.S. entities. He said, or the report says, we were unable to confirm, however, that these systems accounted for any of the UFO reports we collected. Some UFOs may be technologies deployed by China, Russia, another nation, or a non-governmental entity. So in a nutshell, that's the report. There was actually, I just read it, 143 unexplained encounters, sightings, and most of them are by military personnel that could not be explained. They were unidentified. They have no idea what they were. So the question is, if you've listened to this show for the last couple weeks and maybe a month or two, I have come out and said, this report is going to tell you nothing. They're not going to say anything. It's going to be, we don't know what they are. 90% of the report is going to be redacted as top secret or above top secret. I'll be honest. I am extremely shocked at how forthcoming this report was. Let's be honest, and let's just basically call it for what it is. This report just confirmed what I have known and millions of other people around the world have known forever, that UFOs exist. On Saturday morning, that should have been the headline on every news story in the world. UFOs exist. Because in the report, they didn't tell you what they were, where they came from, because they don't know. And that's scary in multiple ways. Because if they don't know if this is a Russian, Chinese, or other governmental advanced technology, how far has America fallen off of the world stage? I mean, America used to be the world's superpower. And we just told the world, we don't know what these are. This could be Russian. This could be Chinese. This could be something from another country. We don't know. And if that's the case, the Chinese, the Russians, the Iranians, they got to be licking their chops going, oh, man. Because regardless if it's theirs or not, we just told the world that we have no clue what these are. So if it is Russian, if it is Chinese, if it is another government's secret project, we just told the world we're not prepared for it. That's scary. And then they also said, we don't know where they come from. We don't know what it is, right? So with that being said, you can't rule out, and the report did not rule out the possibility of an extraterrestrial origin. That is, for some, extremely scary. For people like me, that is extremely exciting. I am firmly convinced. I've seen things I know that are not military. There are too many instances. There is way too much history revolving the UFO phenomenon for it to be just a flash in the pan, just a crazy man's vision. They're there. And I don't think, let me rephrase that. A lot of them are military technology. And with that being said, there is the possibility that the American government knows what they are. And they could be ours. But they're not going to let that out. That makes me actually feel a little better as opposed to, well, we don't know if it's Russian, Chinese, or what they are. They could be pulling a fast one on us and saying, we don't know what these are. We don't know if it's Russian, if it's Chinese, if it's Iranian, Korean. We don't know what it is. When they know all along that this is a black project, a secret project, like the TR-3B. The TR-3B, it's just like the stealth bomber. People were seeing what they would call flying wings in the sky for years in the 60s, 70s, and early 80s. And the government would be like, I don't know what you're talking about. Well, come to find out, it was a stealth bomber being developed at Area 51. Mark my words, you heard it on the Paranormal Patriot first. In a very few short years, you are going to learn of the existence of an advanced military aircraft that the Americans have in the shape of a triangle. We know it as the TR-3B. It has been flying over populated areas all over the world being tested since the 1980s. It is an anti-gravity craft that can perform maneuvers that we've never seen before, that theoretically no human can survive. But I believe that in that cockpit, in that passenger compartment, they have it pressurized to the point that these pilots don't feel a thing. They aren't susceptible to the G-forces that is being exerted on the aircraft. And it is going to be from reversed UFO technology. Whether or not the government releases it like that, I don't know. I doubt it. I still think the government is going to hold their cards to their chest on the UFO phenomenon. They released this to appease us. And they did a lot of what I said they would. They gave a couple instances that they couldn't identify. They said, well, we don't know what they are. I mean, basically, if you look at the report, it did two things. It said UFOs exist, which is actually more than I thought it would say. But I was dead on when I said, they're not going to tell you what they are. They don't know. And that's what they said. We don't know what it is. Whether or not that's true, that's up for your discussion. But again, the headline on Saturday, June 26th, on every major network, for whoever reads newspapers, should have been UFOs exist. U.S. government says UFOs exist. What are they? We don't know. This should be an exciting time to be alive. But this has just been swept under the rug by Trump's business holdings are getting sued by the New York District Attorney. Okay, we're going to briefly talk about that later in the show because that's the biggest crock. But there are other things. Hey, UFOs exist. No, they don't. Look at this. Look at this. A building collapsed in Miami. Great. That's horrible. UFOs exist. Doesn't matter. Biden's holding an event at the White House for 21 recently sworn in U.S. citizens. Look over here. It's all a diversion. Everything is a diversion away from this because, honestly, I think they don't want us to know that UFOs are real because if we realize and we come to grips with the fact that UFOs are real, regardless of if it's another planet, another dimension, another universe, that changes things. All of a sudden, the Pelosi's, the Schumer's, the Trump's, the DeSantis's of the world, they lose a lot of their luster because you guys can't even work together. These extraterrestrials, these people in the UFOs, they traveled across parallel universes, parallel dimensions, or from another planet. They lose their grip on their power. And that is the last thing they want. But again, I'm going to shout it out. UFOs are real. Our government admitted UFOs are real. That should excite you. That should give you hope for mankind. Because if you read, which I have, the numerous stories, apparently, and we're next week, my plan is to go over the different type of aliens. Because this is now something we need to really learn. Because this is who we will be dealing with when the time comes. Because it's going to come sooner than later, I believe. I really believe contact will be coming sooner than later. But reading encounters, reading from people who have witnessed these aliens, there are different groups of aliens that are fighting to protect this planet against other types of aliens, because this planet, its natural resources are amazing. And maybe that's why there's some in the government that are trying to say, whoa, hold on, save the natural resources. Because maybe they're in cahoots, because honestly, the government knows about this. The government knows, has known since the 40s that aliens exist, if not before then. But they know it. And there may be some that are saying, hey, let's do this whole green energy thing and save the resources so our alien overlords can come and just rape the planet of them. I don't know. I know that's a stretch, and I had one of my listeners, actually it was about 2 weeks ago, give me that scenario, and you know, in this day and age, why not? Why can't it be true? Things are happening around here, around this planet, that we never thought would happen. That the things that we thought were normal, that we were taught were correct, are completely wrong. Our world's changing. Sometimes for the better, sometimes for the worse, but it's changing. This is huge. I have been a ufologist since the 1990s. I was in my 20s. I'm almost 50 now. So it's been a 30-year journey trying to get to the bottom of this UFO enigma. And Friday, June 25th, was a huge step for all of the ufologists out there. And I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of grief from it. I got a lot of letters. Hey, Tom, UFOs exist. Proved you wrong. Not necessarily. Again, they went a lot farther than I thought they would by just basically, they didn't come out and say UFOs exist, okay? You have to read between the lines. But they left those lines just blaringly obvious that, yeah, UFOs exist. We don't know what they are. And that's the thing. I told you they were not going to tell you what they are because they say they don't know what they are, and that's exactly what they said. But this is huge. We need to embrace this. You know, for 30 years I have been looking, trying to find the answers of the UFO enigma, the UFO mystery. And this isn't just another step forward. This is a huge leap forward. Even if our government didn't say anything, the fact that they are releasing, and this is no Project Blue Book release. You know, in the 1960s, they had Project Blue Book, and they released it, and the minute they released it, everybody was like, that's a bunch of crock. That's, if you remember, those of us in Michigan remember the swamp gas incident, where people, and I believe it was Hillsdale area of Michigan, were seeing something glowing outside of their windows in the woods, and it was attributed to swamp gas. And everybody's like, come on, this is not a legitimate research project. There's no desire to get to the bottom of the truth. This is just the government trying to explain away every major sighting. This one's different, because this one basically came out and said, there's 143 sightings from 2004 to 2021 that we cannot identify. We have no idea what they are. They're doing things that we we don't have the technology to do. They're not balloons because they're stationary and winds aloft. They're moving against the wind, and they're changing speeds or changing direction and moving at speeds that we don't have the capability of doing so. Our government said that. That's huge. We need to embrace that. Instead of saying that this report told us nothing, embrace the fact that it told us more than the government has ever told us. I'm a firm believer that the government knows that disclosure, that they are going to show themselves sooner than later, and they have to get us prepared for that. And they're doing it in incremental steps. They just don't want to come out and say, hey, this is our report. UFOs are real. They're alien. This is what the aliens are. This is who's with us and who's against us. That would send a panic, because there are people out there that wouldn't know how to handle that. That you have ufologists like myself that know this information, that know that aliens are out there, that there are some type of extraterrestrial beings out there, and they're vying for this planet and its natural resources. Some say this is a prison. Some say it's a zoo. Who cares? The fact is, they're there. The government didn't come out and say they're there, but they did come out and say they're there, if that makes sense. So what do you think? Have you read the report? If you have, what do you think about it? Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net or 989-607-4722 and let me know. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll be right back. You're running fast through your head, cause you've been around, babe. You've been around for a while. I'm trying to wake myself, cause I know that you're her, the girl with the freckled smile. I think I've loved you before, cause I don't second guess and I don't question it at all. I think I've loved you before.
The stuff of night.
Hey everybody, this is Rick Ness, host of the Stuff of Nightmares podcast. Ever since I was a child, I was fascinated by stories of the paranormal and the unknown. Reading about encounters with Bigfoot, the Jersey Devil, UFOs, or even living in a house where spirits roam intrigued me. As an adult, reading true crime stories and watching true crime documentaries made me realize that monsters don't just live in your closet or under your bed. Monsters might just live next door. Come with me on a journey to the unknown and the unthinkable, where the things that people do to each other are just as frightening as the things we can't explain. Every episode, I will delve into the world of the paranormal and lesser-known heinous true crime. Each story of the unknown will be true first-hand accounts told by the person that had the experience or submitted to me to be read for them. You can listen to the Stuff of Nightmares podcast on the website at www.thestuffofnightmarespodcast.show, your favorite podcast app, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I don't know what to say. Tell me how you feel the same. Cause I don't even know your name. I know I want to. I saw you standing there across the room. Doing things beautiful too. And finally my eyes met you. You came over. And
okay, for those of you who are on Facebook, I'm going to ask you a question. Have you received a strange message from Facebook lately? Because apparently it's not enough for the U.S. government to come out and ask you to call out your neighbors. Now Facebook is asking you to turn in your Facebook friends that are essentially conservative. This was from a listener, Pat, who sent me this. So now Facebook wants you to turn your friends in. Amazing how far off track Facebook has become from its original purpose. And I agree with that 100%. Facebook used to be for people to get together. And it was a great spot to get reacquainted with your old high school friends or your old workers or co-workers. It has turned into a political platform for discrimination and censorship. So when Pat sent me this link, she also sent me the attachment. This is from Facebook, and this is the headline. Are you concerned that someone you know is becoming an extremist? And then it goes on to say, we care about preventing extremism on Facebook. Others in your situation have received confidential support. How you can help? Hear stories and get advice from people who escape violent extremist groups. Who do you think they're targeting there? Do you think it's the radical left, the BLM, the Antifa mob? No. This is solely pointed at right-wing conservative Trump supporters that they are targeting. I have long been a proponent for Facebook being its own entity, and therefore it can do what it wants. But now we are going into freedom of speech, and we are, you know, this is a dangerous precedent that this company, this social media site, is setting. Because listen, I have a lot of friends on Facebook who would consider me an extremist because I hold conservative views and I supported Donald Trump. So they can call me out. I thoroughly expect to get something from Facebook saying, we have been told you are an extremist. You need support. You need help. What is Facebook going to do with this information? Do you think they're just going to send you a message saying you have been reported as an extremist, we're going to ban you, blah, blah, blah? Or are they going to turn this information into the government? Because we know Facebook is working with the Democrats. We know the Democrats are trying to get rid of as many Trump supporters as possible. The Democrats are just absolutely terrified of Donald Trump. Something about Donald Trump. What does he know? Who does he know is in the loop? I don't know. But they are terrified of Donald Trump, and they are going to stop at nothing to get rid of Trump supporters. Therefore, Facebook is on board. Hey, do you have a friend that's an extremist on Facebook? Yes, I do. I have a lot of left-wing BLM supporters, Antifa supporters that I consider extremists. But here's the issue. Facebook doesn't consider them extremists. Facebook considers me an extremist, somebody who loves the First Amendment, somebody who cares that we are a free nation, somebody that cares about America. I'm the extremist because I want government out of my life. I have no inclinations of causing violence at all. But because I hold views contrary to what Facebook, Zuckerberg, and the Democrats agree with, therefore, I am the extremist. You are the extremist. Because you are listening to this show, you are an extremist. Facebook, you might have seen my post. Facebook has made it impossible for me to share my show. I used to be able to share my show to every podcast group on Facebook. And that would generate hundreds of additional listens a week. Facebook has removed that. They've changed something in my system where I cannot share this at all. I go to share it. It says you have to pick a group. So I go to groups. You are not allowed to share to this group. So therefore, I share to Facebook. I share to my personal page on Facebook. Plus, I share to Twitter and Parler. That's it. Granted, it saves me about an hour every day from sharing all this stuff, but it severely limits the exposure that this show gets. So obviously, Facebook has looked at this show. They have pinpointed and targeted this show as extremist. We need to stop him. The next step for me on Facebook is I'm going to get banned. They will not allow me to post on Facebook due to the fact that I hold views contrary to what they believe. Therefore, I'm going to be considered an extremist. The problem I have is Facebook right now. As much as I dislike Facebook, everybody's on it. That is the go-to social media site. So for me to be able to promote this show, to get my message and the conservative message and the paranormal message out, I have to go on Facebook. I can't for the life of me figure out Instagram. If any one of my listeners wants to be my Instagram manager, where I'll send you stuff, just post it. I can't figure out. I don't even know how to post anything on Instagram. I've tried. I'm lost. Call me old. I don't care. I'll admit it. I have no idea what to do on Instagram. So if you know Instagram and you want to help me out, please do so. There may be a monetary reward for you. I don't know. But I also go on Twitter. Twitter is nothing. Twitter does not generate anything to me. I just keep a presence on there because it's Twitter. The other options are Parler. I don't get much yet from Parler because not a lot of people are on Parler. If you are on Parler and you haven't liked or whatever they call it on Parler, the Paranormal Patriot, go to the Paranormal Patriot. It's on Parler. Follow the page so you know when shows are released because it's going to be a very, very short time and you are not going to see me on Facebook. There is a concerted effort to get rid of anything conservative on Facebook. If you don't believe me, look at the fact checkers. How many times do you get fact checked? Do you see fact check on anything Dr. Fauci says? Anything or anything Joe Biden says? Or anything Kamala Harris? Anything a Democrat said? Anything coming from the left? When do you see that get fact checked? Quick answer. I'll give it to you. You don't even have to look it up. It's zero. But anything that goes against the liberal viewpoints, that goes against what Joe Biden had coming out of his mouth. I don't work for you. Well, that was taken out of context. Really? Because that's what he said. Anything to do against Dr. Fauci, anything to do against the COVID vaccine is fact-checked. They're going to do it all day, every day. It's censorship. You know, Zuckerberg, I've been behind you. You're a private entity. You can do what you want, but you cannot do this. You cannot call out your Facebook patrons, Facebook subscribers, to call out their friends and family as extremists. Because who is defining who is an extremist? It's you. Where do you reside on the map? Way to the left. So anybody center and right is an extremist. It's just not right, and it's more divisiveness that in this country, which is not what we need. We need to come together in this country. Let me know what you think. I mean, this is just infuriating. It's scary to me because, as I say, I know family members that would have no doubt, no question calling me out and calling me an extremist, turning me into Facebook. Very, very, very close family members. I can think of one right now that I haven't talked to in years, but he would have no doubt, no qualms about turning me into Facebook saying, this guy's an extremist, you need to get him off. So, before I leave the show, we're going to do a shorter show. I'm actually thinking of cutting the shows back a little bit, just to maybe half hour, 45 minutes, seeing what that does. Let me know, do you like the roughly hour shows, or would you like them a little shorter? Again, as without anything, contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. And with that being said, I would like to, where did it go? Dave, one of my listeners of the show, sent me this message, and I didn't know. So, Dave, thank you. Dave sent me an email saying, hey, Tom, I love your show, but your most recent episodes seem to have ad content added in the middle of your podcast. Are you aware of this? It does not happen on the Podbean site if you listen to it, but when you download the podcast to a player, there is a 15-second insert. Cuts you off in midstream. Pretty jarring. For a not-so-veiled threat, that's the last episode, it starts at 1928, and it's an ad for Ghost Town Podcast. Just thought you'd like to know, Dave. Well, Dave, first off, thank you. I did not know, because what I do is I post the show, and I always, on the way to work, because by the time I get to work, I'm halfway done, and by the time I get home, I can pretty much finish one of my podcasts. I always listen, but I always listen on the Podbean site. I haven't heard anything, and if you have, let me know. Now, what Podbean does, and yes, I'm assuming it's pretty jarring. If I'm in mid-sentence and I stop and there's an ad and then I just start where I am or where I left off, I guess that can be pretty jarring. But what Podbean does is they want to help these podcasts monetize. Podcasting, you know, a lot of people think podcasting is just some dolt sitting behind a microphone talking because he likes to hear himself talk. And yes, that's a lot of what podcasting is, but there is a lot of time and a lot of money being spent to produce a nice sounding podcast. I've been told that my podcast is a very professional sounding podcast. Sounds very good. Now, John, I got your message from your buddy here. I don't know. I've been messing. And if you have this issue too, John messaged one of my buddies, and my buddies messaged me and saying, hey, I'm having a hard time hearing your voice. I have been messing with the settings, and I think I've got them right. But if you're having issues hearing my voice, let me know. I mean, if that's the case, darn it, I might have to upgrade again. So let me know. Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net and let me know if you're hearing my voice or if you really have to jam it up to hear my voice. I'm really concerned about this little mixer I'm using. I don't think it's working as it should. At the beginning of the year, I had issues with it, and I can't seem to get it right. So let me know, ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net, or contact me at 989-607-4722. But back to Dave. Podbean realizes there's a lot of time and a lot of money spent doing a podcast. So they want to monetize your show. They only do it to the bigger shows that they have on their site. So to be, in a way, Dave, it's kind of an honor to have a show advertise on this show. It means that this show is doing very well. It has been one of the bigger shows that this Podbean, and this Podbean site has thousands, if not tens of thousands of podcasts on it. So to be chosen to be having an ad on there is a little bit of a, hey, that's a feather in my cap, and it's helping me monetize. But if there's an issue with the way that it makes the show flow, listen, I spend a lot of time with music, making sure everything flows right. I edit on the fly. If I don't like how something starts or sounds, I'm going to start it over and re-record it. I put a lot of effort and a lot of time and a lot of thought into making sure these shows flow and sound pretty good. If there is something just out of the blue coming in and boom, stopping that flow, I need to know about it. And I'm going to let Podbean know, hey, thank you for letting the show advertise with me because it's monetizing my show, but can we do it at a different time? You know, let me know when you want to put it in, and I'll make a break at that time and just let them talk and then use that as my break. That's, you know, Ghost Town, I think it is. First off, thank you for advertising with my show. This is not a knock on you at all. And, you know, I went back and I downloaded it from Stitcher. I listened to my show on Stitcher, and yes, it just, boom, there it is. It just comes out of the blue. But the show's a good show. Ghost Town, good show. I actually enjoyed listening to it. So, you know, it opens you up. And with that being said, you know, that advertisement spot is going to end, and I don't know if I've got anything else in the works. If Podbean decides to put it on, I went through my emails, and while I was gone on vacation, I did get an email from Podbean saying, hey, this show has chosen your show to advertise on. I missed it. Sorry. Didn't know anything about it. So I don't have anything, another email stating that there's another show going to advertise. So if you have something you want to advertise, Rick Ness, his show is advertising on my show. Apparently, you know, Rick says it helps out his show. Harvey Gott, Jim and Mike Talk. Let me know. Contact me. Send me a 30-second audio clip about your show, and I'll just put it right in a break. I'd like to make money, not make money, but kind of recoup the money I'm spending on this show. But I also want to help fellow podcasters because we're a community. And I want to help you because if I can lead you to other podcasts that you may like, that's awesome. Because the more knowledge you have, the better you are. So the last thing I want to talk about on this show, well, I would like to congratulate Deanna Price and Brooke Anderson. Deanna Price got first place. Brooke Anderson got second place in the U.S. Olympic trials for the women's hammer throwing. Here's the issue. They got overshadowed by this jackass placing third. Gwen Berry, a self-described activist, placed third, and as she was on the podium, the United States national anthem started. While the first and second place winners saluted, put their hands over their heart for the anthem, Gwen Berry decided to turn her back and put a black activist sign over her, or a shirt, black activist shirt over her head. That has caused a lot of debate. Well, she should be exempt from the Olympics now. And you know, you're really at a fine line. First off, that is not the time or the place. Caitlyn Jenner, who I'm not a big fan of Caitlyn Jenner, but you know what? Caitlyn Jenner's views really mimic mine. Caitlyn Jenner said there's a time and a place for that. The podium and the Olympics are not the time or the place. If you look at the Olympics, what do you think of when you look at the Olympics? The best athletes in the world getting together in a competition. Gwen Berry has no chance of winning this competition, but she will be the highlight of every news article every time she goes out there. Every time you could be watching the greatest race, the greatest 100-meter dash in the history of the Olympics, but if Gwen Berry is up and ready to throw for the hammer, they're going to cut to her. She has no chance of winning at all. But because she's an activist and because she shunned the national anthem, she is going to be priority number one. So a lot of people are calling for her to be disqualified. And I thought about that, and I'm like, listen, you know what? It is what it is. It's her stance. But then I thought, you know what? You're representing your country. For someone to turn their backs on the national anthem of the country they're representing, are they really representing that country? No, they're not. So she should be disqualified because the Olympics are all about representing your country. If you are that disgusted with your country, you find a different country to represent. Oh, you can't because you're an American citizen. You've had every opportunity to exceed. You are in the Olympics as an American citizen, but you are going to protest and be an activist against the against America and how horrible they treat black people. As a black person yourself is in Tokyo in the Olympics. And you could say, well, I did it myself with my talent. Great. You know how many countries you could be in where you had that talent? You wouldn't be anywhere near where you are right now because you're only in America, and that's how you got there. Right now, I'm calling on the U.S. Olympic Committee to ban her from participating in the Olympics. Bring the fourth place finisher in to fill her spot. Listen, Gwen Berry has no chance of winning. None whatsoever. Did she earn her spot? Yes. But she lost it when she decided not to represent her country. And this transgender athlete, this is ridiculous. This whole transgender thing, we're going to allow men competing against women, but the woman who lost her mom and then was coping with it by smoking marijuana, she can't compete? What the hell is wrong? I mean, this whole world's turning topsy-turvy. You can be a transgender athlete. You can be a man competing against women and come out and say, I hope I get to the podium so I can burn the American flag in front of the whole planet. Yeah, you heard me right. Chelsea Wolfe, a freestyle BMX biker who is the first transgender woman to join the U.S. Olympic team, said on Facebook, she hopes to win the competition so that she can burn a U.S. flag on the podium. Well, as far as I'm concerned, that woman is woman, man, whatever the hell it is, that's not representing America at that point. So that, therefore, that thing should be banned. The Olympics are all about representing your country. For Gwen Berry and Chelsea Wolf, how are you representing your country by turning your back on the anthem while you're on the podium or hoping you win so you can burn the American flag? I'm telling you what, if I were at the Olympics and I saw that thing on the podium starting to burn the American flag, I would jump my ass out of those seats so fast you wouldn't even know what was happening. But let's end it on this. So we all know how woke Hollywood is. Dan Bautista, the new Dune star, calls Dan Crenshaw a huge effing twat because Dan Crenshaw had the gall to slam Gwen Berry's anthem protest. Here's the article from Breitbart. Dune star and former WWE professional wrestler Dave Bautista attacked Representative Dan Crenshaw, who's a Republican from Texas, after he called out U.S. Olympic hammer thrower Gwen Berry for turning away from the American flag during the national anthem, calling him a huge effing twat. At what point do we stop listening to what these self-entitled millionaires who are so far out of touch with reality, when do we stop listening to what they say? And yes, the media plays a large part in their prominence, I guess, because anything they say is taken as gospel. Hey, you know, Dan Bautista said it. It's got to be true, right? And that's why, you know, I mentioned years ago on an episode of The Paranormal Patriot that Megan Fox, you know, the good-looking woman from Transformers, I think she was, you know, she claimed to be a see a ghost and believes in ghosts, and the whole paranormal community went up in arms. Oh, my gosh, Megan Fox believes in ghosts. Who cares? Just because they're a celebrity doesn't mean they hold any more weight. Dan Bautista, he's so far out of touch with reality, it doesn't matter. I don't care about anything any Hollywood celebrity has to say, nor any musician or any sports star, because they don't know what it's like. You know, you could say that, oh, LeBron James grew up in a poor community. Yeah, he may have, but look at how much he's worth now, because he sure as hell wasn't woke back when he was growing up in Cleveland. But now, all of a sudden, since he's got all this money, he's woke as hell, and everybody should just listen to what he says, because what he says is the end-all be-all. Stop listening to celebrities. They are no different than us. They just have more money for doing less work. Go figure. All right, that'll be the end of the show this week. I appreciate every one of you for listening. Please share the show since Facebook is not allowing me to do so. If you need to get a hold of me, contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net or 989-607-4722. I want to wish everybody a very safe and happy 4th of July. One thing, remember what it's for. It's not about a three-day weekend. It's not about having barbecues and parties. It's great that we can do that. It's about our independence. Remember that. Celebrate that. Fight for that. You're listening to one of the newest beats coming from multiple myself and Tommy B. Hey, our song 80s Kid is being played on multiple radio stations across the country. If you hear it on the radio, let me know. Contact me, ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. You have been listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. Have a great 4th of July. Be safe. Most importantly, happy birthday, America. You have been listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I will talk to you next week.